Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. I will begin reading at the 21st verse through the 28th verse. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Amen, amen. And it's so good to see you all this morning. I'll tell you that you look so good from your cars. I said it last week, a lot of cars I see, I don't even know what y'all drive. I get here before you come, and y'all leave before I come out. Amen. But now, God has revealed to me who you are. Amen. So if I see you during the week, I know who you are. You can't hide from your pastor. Amen? Amen. All right, Matthew's Gospel, 15th chapter and the 21st verse. Written from the King James Version. And the Bible reads this way. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Amen. On this beautiful Mother's Day, I won't hop on it, but I will tell you that mothers are a blessing. I will tell you that mothers are made for children. Amen. That mothers weren't just incubators for us to get here on the earth, but the mothers are here to nurture us. And since mothers are here to nurture us, we should always exhibit Exodus chapter 20, and that is to honor not only your father, but to honor your mother. Mothers are valuable. Most mothers walk in faith. Amen. Mothers are genuine because most mothers are selfless. Amen. Even when they need something, they will put their differences aside to love their children. Another thing I love about a real mother is that mothers have what God has, and that's unconditional love, that no matter what happens, you are still your mother's child. Amen. And I came to tell you today that some mothers, amen, are still learning how to become mothers. Amen. And then there are people who are not, like I said last Mother's Day, they may not be biological mothers, but God always put somebody in your path, amen, who will show you the love of a mother. Amen, somebody. This Mother's Day, amen, I'll give you history of it. Arose in the 1900s when Anna Jarvis, the daughter of Ann Reeve Jarvis, when her mother died in 1905, she held a memorial in 1908 at St. Andrew's Methodist Church, amen, in West Virginia. And she wanted to honor her mother for the sacrifices that her mother gave her. Amen. And then I'm telling you that if your mother birthed you and brought you into this world, amen, and even if she wasn't around, at least she got you here. And then for those whose mothers have been with you all your life, amen, you have to realize that she sacrificed so you can become who you are right now. And then not only that, not only did she wanted to bless her mother for the sacrifices of her mother, she kept on promoting Mother's Day. But then there was a dark time, amen, that some mothers in during the Civil War time, they were fighting the North against the South, amen, and mothers were torn between their sons, fighting some for the North and some for the South. And the story was told where mothers met up at a cemetery, amen. One mother was a Confederate soldier, amen. One mother had a Union soldier, and they were putting wreaths on the grave of their sons. But do you know that the love of God showed up in that cemetery, amen? That's what I'm trying to tell you, that when you have a good mother, when you have a praying mother, amen, that there's something about the power of God that transfers from her life to your life, amen, and God will make a way. And today I believe that there are some of you here just like me. You came with a burden. I don't know what your burden is, amen. One thing we share in common, and we know it now, that there is a virus that has isolated us, amen. There is a virus that if you're not careful, amen, it will make you fearful, amen. And I keep telling you to always be cautious, amen, and not just for yourself, but be cautious that if you catch something, you won't spread it to someone else, amen, because you should love them enough, amen, to sacrifice what you want to do so that they can be healthy, amen. And but I'm telling you that we're all facing some kind of burden. If it's not a health burden you're facing this morning, you're facing a relationship burden. If it's not a relationship burden, you may be facing the burdens of your children, where you taught them all that you can teach them, and now they're in the hands of God, and you got to trust that what you poured into them, amen, that God will bring it to pass. And then some of us, not only health issues, relationship issues, your issue may be financial this morning. There are those who, if you're not financially disabled in this parking lot, there are many in your community, many on Facebook Live, many around the nation, amen, who've lost family members to this pandemic, and they've lost family members to just plain old sin and violence, amen. As we look at this nation, amen, divided by the injustices, amen, that we see. And so I want to tell you this morning to be encouraged. And my topic is this morning, that it won't always be like this. Listen to me. It won't always be like this, be it financial, be it health, be it trouble, amen, be it fire. God will make a way out of no way. How you know, Reverend? Because he do it for me time after time after time. God is true to his word that he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. As we come to the text, I don't know whether or not I'm preaching a sermon or just a short homily just to give you some hope during the week and let you go into the house, but I'm going to preach till you get it. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus went out from where he was. He was in the region where he was healing blind people. He was in the region where his disciples were plucking corn, and the religious leaders thought they was going against the religious grain. Amen. But they didn't realize that Jesus was the one who established the order of nature. He established the Sabbath. Amen. Not for the Sabbath's sake, but he established Sabbath so we could get rest. Amen. For our weary soul. But then it says, after Jesus taught in a certain region, he left there and departed. He came to a region of Tyre and Sidon. And it said, behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and crying out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is severely vexed. Now, I don't know whether or not you've ever had a child in trouble, amen. But some folk are desperate, amen. When you get something to happen in your life, in your house, in your body that you can't control, you get desperate. Because you need God to step in your situation. When you can't pray your way out, when you can't buy your way out, you know that God has to move on your situation. Amen. And this woman came out and she cried to the Lord. But there is a problem in the text. There are a few problems in the text. One of them is, I'm going to show you where there is a spiritual block. Then there's a spiritual bridge, amen. And then there is a spirit where God will make a way out of no way from the bridge, and he will bring you to where there's a breakthrough coming. There's a spiritual breakthrough, amen. So in the spiritual block in the text, it said that the woman was from the region of Tyre and Sidon. In other words, this woman was a heathen woman. This woman was not one from the lost tribe of Israel. This woman was not saved. She worshiped idol gods, amen. But she must have heard somewhere, after her gods didn't work, she must have heard about a God who was a healer. She must have heard about a devil chasing God named Jesus, amen. And she comes to Jesus to express her concern. But notice this, the Bible says that when the woman came, now look at it in this text. First of all, there's race in this text. We're talking as if racism just started. No, there's race in this text, because the text says she was from Tyre and Sidon. In other words, she was supposed to have the blessings of the Lord. And while y'all looking at me in that tone, I want to tell y'all we do the same thing. Just because we in the church, we think nobody can get blessed but us because we in the church. But I came to tell you we're not the only ones made in the glory or the imago Dei of the Lord, that the Lord has raised on the just and as well as the unjust, and we are his children. So the woman facing racism. Next thing she faces is sexism, because if you look at the Bible, sexism, it says that, and behold, in verse 22, a woman. Not just a woman, but a Canaanite woman. Y'all see it? So there's racism, and there is sexism. Amen. And it's the same thing today, where we are still divided between sexes, male and female. As a matter of fact, we so mixed up, mamas, y'all got to do your job to let your children know, if you're a man, act like a man. If you're a woman, act like a woman. It's up to you to let them know you can't do whatever you want to do. You got to be who God made you to be. I lost somebody right there, but that's all right. And then the Bible says that not only that the woman cried out, because she's been blocked, okay? There's a spiritual block. So listen to me now, that your sex can block you if you allow it to, amen. Not only was she blocked by her sex, and she was blocked because of her race, don't let race block you, because God will give you what you need when it's time for you to get it. I don't care what the color of your skin is or wherever you came from, God has prepared a place for you for the foundation of the world where he will bless you anyhow, amen. So she's blocked by race. She's blocked by sex. And then another one, this is confusing me. She's blocked by religion. Look what the disciples said. When she said, "Son of David, my daughter is severely demon possessed. Verse 22. But note verse 23. But he answered her not a word. See, sometimes God don't say nothing, but it don't mean he's not on the case. Amen. Notice that. When he said, he didn't say a word, but his disciples spoke up and said, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." I want to tell y'all today that when folk come to church, they're not coming for the preacher. When folk come to church, they're not coming because you're on Deacon Row or Trustee Row, or you're an usher, or you're just in the church by your presence. The people who come are not coming for us. They are coming to connect to God because they need something from God. They said, "Send her away." Look, for she cries for us. Ain't nobody coming for us. They coming for the Lord. And they said, look what she did. Spiritual block. Bosonica, sexism tried to stop her. Religion tried to stop her. Racism tried to stop her. But the Bible says, I'm going now, verse 25, to the day she came and worship him, saying, "Lord, help me." That's all somebody got to do this morning. Just say, "Lord, help me." I don't know what your situation is, but the Bible is still true. Psalm 121, look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. But some of y'all can't do that because you're too proud. Some folk too educated. Some folk got too much money. Some folk got too much pool. But when God closed your checkbook, when God put you on your back, amen, when God put you in a situation where the people you thought was going to help you walk away from you, God will still be right there. And all you can say is, "Lord, help us." That's what I'm saying here this morning. Don't care nothing about no violence. Don't care nothing about what's happening in the world. Don't care nothing about earthquakes and fire. It was here before I got here. It'll probably be here after I go. I'm not worried about it. God's got the whole world in his hand. All I know, y'all, is that I won't always be like this. So she said, they said, "Send her away." She came and worshiped him. She said, "Lord, help me." Look what he said to her. Verse 26, he said, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it out to the dogs." Now, what he was saying was, like little dogs, y'all know y'all got a dog. We got a dog. We can go out and we can feed him, and she can eat. But if I turn her loose, amen, and she smells some food in the kitchen, she gonna run to the back door, amen, and slip around the door. She's slipping around the grass because she thinks some food out there, amen. She's already full, amen, but she's still slipping around. But here this woman, Jesus won't give her the bread because he did not come, amen, for Gentile. Paul took up the Gentile letter, but Jesus come from the lost house of Israel, because the Bible says he came into his own and his own received him not. So then he answered her,
It's not good for me to throw it out to the dogs. Can I tell y'all something like this? Some of y'all want a blessing right now. Some of y'all want what I call first-hand blessing. Y'all want God to bless y'all first. But can I tell y'all something? It don't matter what he blessed me first, he blessed me second, or he blessed me third. As long as he blessed me, I'm all right. Y'all still don't get it. Man, I remember time my grandma would fix some real good food, what we call Sunday dinner, and that food would be some kind of good on Sunday evening. But Lord, I'm telling you, on Monday, when we broke out those pots, amen, when you warm stuff up and everything and marinate it together, the beans taste better, the greens taste better, and the yams, to everything mixed together, just tastes better. And just cause God didn't bless you when you thought he was going to bless you, don't mean he's still not in the blessing business. So here it is. The spiritual block came. Then there's a spiritual bridge. The spiritual bridge is that sometimes you got to go head on and give God the praise. When you can't see what your situation is, you still got to go head on and give God the praise. Sometimes you got to turn your TV off and turn your phone down and stop checking Facebook and stop checking your email and just go head on and worship the Lord. Amen. And when you begin to worship the Lord will do something for you that whatever your situation is, when you begin to worship the Lord will reverse your situation. Here it is. It said, and she said, this is her answer when the Lord said, I can't give you what you want because you are not there yet. I'm not here for you in this time. Verse 28 said, then Jesus answered her and said, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. I wish I had somebody in here. In Luke chapter 18, there was a woman who needed something from an unjust judge. The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, that she kept coming to the judge every day. And that's for somebody you got to have red nose, pit bull mentality, that when you grab a hold of something, just keep on holding on to it until God give you a breakthrough, amen. The woman kept coming to the unjust judge, and every day he kept saying, I can't give it to you. The word for you today is persistence. Keep on holding on until your breakthrough comes. Amen. And then the woman said, then Jesus said to the woman, O woman, great is your faith. This is it right here. Must you overcome your spiritual block, be it racism, be it sexism, be it religious folk who think they got an access to God that you don't have, that they can't stop you with their block. Amen. But then God, if you stay persistent, he'll take you from the spiritual block to the spiritual bridge. The spiritual bridge comes when you begin to worship God. The spiritual bridge comes when you begin to pour out your faith and trust unto God. And after all that stuff happened to you, a spiritual breakthrough begins to happen. Look what happened when she began to worship the Lord. The Bible says in verse 28, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Y'all see it? That the faith is the thing that will give you breakthrough. Belief in God, trust in God's word will give you what you need from the Lord. And Jesus said to her, let it be to you as you desire. I don't know what you desire today, but I'm telling you that if you hold to God's unchanging hand, that whatever it is that you ask God for, God will come and see about you. Yeah, he may not come when you want him, but I'm telling you that God is always on time. We think that the world is winning. We think that this balance is winning, but I'm here to tell you this morning, when the Lord said enough is enough, enough will be enough. And as I close, Bashawn Mitchell said it like this, it won't always be like this. God is going to perfect that which kind of concerned thee. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. Amen. Tell somebody, sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. It won't always be like this. Well, preacher, how you know? I know it won't always be like this, because God will come when you need God to come. The Bible says there came a time when him Jesus came, amen. Him Jesus that healed, him Jesus that delivered, him Jesus that set free, him Jesus that went to Gethsemane and prayed, him Jesus that went to the cross and died, him Jesus that stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights, but he got up with all power in his hand. That him Jesus gonna turn it around for you. Him Jesus gonna fix your situation. If there's one here today who don't know the Lord, even if you're in your car and you don't know him, I may can't touch you like I normally do, but I can reach out. You can come right here to the edge of the pavement, and we'll pray for you. We'll ask God to bless you. We'll ask God to turn your situation around and let you know that whatever you're going through right now, whether it's sickness, whether it's finance, whether it's relationship, whether it's fear, I'm trying to tell you today that it will not always be like this, that God will come and make a way out of no way. I wish I had somebody would just let out a shout, a handcuff, a praise to let God know that you trust him. Let God know that you love him. Let God know that you fear him. Let God know that you believe in him. Let God know that you trust in him. Take my family, Lord. Take my body, Lord. Take my money, Lord. Do whatever you want to with it. Have your way, oh God. It won't always be like this. Father, as we come now, God, to glorify you, God, and to thank you, I pray, Lord, that you will touch somebody with this word. Touch somebody with your truth. You said in your word, God, that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. God bless the here young people. Give them strength, God, those who would be graduating. Let them know, God, that their studying is not in vain. God, that the nurses and the doctors who are out on the front lines, and first responders and whoever it is, God, who are doing emergency activity, God, so that that we can still have safety, that we can still have a measure of peace. God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, and I ask you to strengthen their families while they're away. Thank you, God, for our soldiers, God, and who are on the battlefield, God. Thank you, Lord, for all other preachers and all other churches planted by your hands. God, I ask you now that you would continue to touch, continue to heal. There's somebody out there in Facebook land, somebody in their car. If you don't want to come, I want you to pray this prayer with me right quick as we go. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord, heal me right now. I know, God, that I may be a sinner and I may not do everything I'm supposed to do, God, but I trust you. I believe that, God, you sent him, Jesus, him that came, him that died, and him that rose the third day morning. I believe that, God. And I believe, God, now you're going to send him by the power of your Holy Spirit to live on the inside of me forever and ever. And you will make your abode and your home in my heart. And God, I will walk like you. I will talk like you. I will be like you, God. And I'll let my light so shine. If you pray that prayer by faith, I want you, if you can reach out to me, if not me, reach out to other preachers, pastors, somebody. Get into a Bible-believing, Bible-reading church where people are not religious, but they really trust in the power of God, and God will bless you. Remember, church, whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, it won't always be like this. God will fix it for you. Trust him. Hold on, keep the faith, and watch God bless you better than you ever have before. I'm turning it over now to the singers. I'm gone. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you until we meet again.
I'm then I've been here.
Hear my mother.
Hear my mother's voice.
Daughter, we will never.
We will never.
Never, ever be.
Be apart.
I can't forget. On Christmas morning. She would sit in her big old recliner chair. Yeah, yeah. She'd say, Lord, Lord, I thank you for my family. Yeah. She'd thank you for all of the children. Yes, she did.
Be thankful, because when she's gone, you got those memories to hold on to. But I want to reach out and just touch my mother. Thank God I have that feeling. So if you got your mother, do all you can do. If you can get what she needs, get it for her. Show her that you love her every day. Not just Mother's Day, Christmas Day, Easter, but sure every day that you love your mother. Keep her dear to your heart. And know the sacrifice that she's made to get you where you are. She planted a seed for you. Yes. She planted that seed so you would be what God would have you to be. So if you got a praying mother, know that every prayer, she's prayed on the words that she's given you. Because mothers like that. We got to honor our mother. Honor your mother. God, a mother. Be thankful, God, for the time that you may have with your mother. And what she tell you, she's telling you out of love, so that you would be the child of God that she's raising you to be. So know that every day, I feel my mother in my heart, because I had a good mother. I thank God for my mother. I can hear my mother's voice. I can even smell mama. Isn't that something? That's a good thing to know that your mom is so much for you. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Every day feels like Mother Day.
Every day, yeah, 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 yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
Give this sister a hand clap of praise, amen. I said, give this sister a hand clap of praise. You don't know what it's like. Stand for people when mama gone. Lord, have mercy. But God, every day,
yes,
feels like Mother Day. I want to thank those who come with us this morning on Facebook Live. Those of you who come to the parking lot, amen, to give God the glory. I want to say to Sister Beverly Trollinger, amen, who still makes these beautiful prayer shawls. It's amazed me how some of y'all have these prayer shawls. James chapter 5 verse 15 says, if you pray the prayer of faith, amen, you shall recover, amen. And so a lot of these have been anointed and we have given them to you. If you don't have one, I still have a few that Beverly have made. We will pray over them and give them to you. And stop being weary in well-doing. Take out your prayer shawl by faith and pray over it and pray until you feel better. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
All right, I'm not going to hold you. Thank everybody for the service this morning. Singers, y'all did wonderful this morning. Praise team, beautiful. Deacon Hall, God bless you. Thank you, ministers, Rush Cook and minister, I got your name, Lamont Turner. Amen. God bless you this morning. As we get ready to leave and look to the hills from whence cometh our help, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the people of God say amen,
amen,
amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Enjoy your day. Amen.